you came together sort of, moonshine had something to do with it?
A little bit.
Jug, you want to talk to him about that?
Yeah, okay. Well, me and Jeremy's known each other since 2003, I reckon. And we've been in the band together for that long. And it's been a long run. You know, it's been a long time. You know, no, I'm kidding. It's been great. No, I'm kidding. But anyways, that is how it kind of started out. Me and Jeremy was in a group together. And we playing with his dad, who's sitting here in the studio actually listening, Tommy Brown. And we met this guy, CJ. I know the radio folks can't see me pointing. But we met CJ at a festival that we were at with his dad.
Yeah.
And then CJ wanted to kind of move closer to the, I guess, some bluegrass that he wasn't around much, because Missouri bluegrass is kind of its own thing. And so he wanted to get over to Kentucky and, I guess, experience something a little different. So he came to Kentucky, and the three of us started picking together. And this was probably around 2009, 2010.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he moved on again. He went on down to Tennessee from Kentucky and started working in Gatlinburg playing different gigs. And then he got an offer to put together a band to play at Old Smoky. And then so that's when...
legal moonshine distillery.
It is a legal moonshine distillery.
Yeah.
And a legal, not illegal.
Yeah, it is a legal. legal moonshine. It's not a sick bird. It's not illegal. But anyways, so he needed to put together a band, so he just called me and Jeremy, and I went down first, and then Jeremy come down a month later to kind of test the waters and check it out, and then we had a bass player that was a young'un, and he had to go back to high school,
because
the summer was over, so we knew Jasper from some previous run-ins with the law. No, I'm kidding. But we knew Jasper, and he was actually working in the distillery, pouring shots, sample shots at the bar, and we knew he played bass, so he asked us if he could try out one day, and we liked what he done, and it's just kind of
stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the timetable on this is somewhere, this is around somewhere around 2012, 2014 when all this is going.
2014.
Yeah, it was
all that happened.
I think you moved down in 2013.
August of 2013.
And then by the time I moved down, it was late June of 2014.
Yeah.
And I think Jeremy moved down in July of 2014. Mm-hmm. And then school starts back up in, what, August most places?
Yeah, end of August, yeah.
So, like, towards the end of August is when we brought Jasper on. And we've just stuck together like glue ever
since.
It'll
be 6 years in August.
Well, and as I understand, your first festival is up in Canada.
Yeah.
And then after that, you took off for Europe for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that first, we were the house band, and that's all we planned to do was well, there's five house bands down there at that time. So we were one of those house bands, and that's all we kind of planned to do was play our shift and go home and sleep in our own beds every night. It was kind of nice, and Josh and Jeremy were still playing with Tommy Brown, and I was still playing with Carl Shiftwood. So we were still going out and doing some shows. But we had a day job, and we were getting a paycheck playing music at this distillery, so that was pretty neat. And we never really thought that we would do any kind of traveling with what we did. So a friend of mine called about the Canadian date, so we did that. Came back for about 5 or 6 days at Old Smoky to play the distillery, and then we went off to Europe for 2 weeks. So that was our first tour, and then when we come back, we kind of had this thought that maybe we should try and push it a little bit more and into the festival circuit and the theaters and things like that. So it's just kind of snowballed from there.